Just making sure this thing's all fired up. You know, ready to roll, Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, my God, it's the hurricane! It's the hurricane!
All right.
What? Was that terrible?
That's a terrible sound effect.
Was it the worst sound effect
that
ever?
That is horrible.
Was the worst start to a show ever?
That is
ever?
The worst start to a show, okay, by the way. And the hurricane
really?
Is on its way. Not here yet.
Yeah.
Not here yet.
This was my idea, but I have to go with the boss's idea for...
What is
she
this?
Wanted a scream sound effect. I wanted to play It's Raining Men. I don't know
okay.
why.
Oh, I wish. God, no.
Hey, we are weather girls. We got news for you.
You better listen. There's a hurricane coming. Because Andre is on the way. I'm still good. I still
good,
got
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes, you're very good.
That's because I'm relaxed. Hold on.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, guys, it's August 21st. It's a
no,
Saturday.
No, where the hell is summer? It's a Saturday. Where the hell does summer go?
It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. Jackson, mommy said to sit down, please.
Ah, here comes the Jacksonator.
Okay, guys, so on the podcast today, we have our son, Jackson.
He'll be joining us.
Come here. Want to say hi real quick? Come over here.
He's as cute as he sounds.
Okay. Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Jackson.
How old are you, Jackson?
I'm 4.
Uh-huh.
Really?
We just went on vacation, right? What was the best part?
We're going to the dog park.
The dog park?
We're going to dog park today, yes. Yes, we're taking Storm to the dog park because Carolina hates Storm.
I moved to the bell.
Okay.
The bell? Where's the bell? Where's the sound effect bell?
Hold on, let's get
hit the Z100 bell. Okay. The morning zoo bell, I should call it.
Very good.
These are morning zoo bells. Scott Shannon might sue us.
Very good. Okay, bye. That was Jackson debut on the podcast.
Jackson Jensen!
Yay! Okay, go watch your iPad and drink your milk, okay?
Great.
Hey, guys.
Eat your giant lollipop.
Okay, go ahead. The hurricane is on its way.
Did you say it's a Carolina Cadillo show?
Oh, it's a Carolina Cadillo show. Carolina Cadillo show podcast. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, you guys. So we have a lot to talk about. First of all, it's Saturday. We're recording this Saturday. We just got back from vacation, okay? So
we did.
We're recording. So
but we're still on vacation.
We're still on vacation, actually.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a almost two-week vacation for us. So it's been very relaxing.
Yes.
A lot of sleep. I think we both gained a couple of pounds on vacation, right?
Yeah, I sleep at night.
Yeah. That was good. In a couple of minutes, we're also going to have Webin on the podcast.
He's coming on, right?
Yeah, he's coming on now. He says, call him now.
Okay.
The big deal right now is the Henri. The hurricane.
Yes, and it's coming to Long Island, where we live, where we broadcast from, everybody.
It's hitting us directly. Suffolk County. We're in the middle. We're right in the target.
It looks that way, right?
No, it doesn't look that way. They said we are going to get hit big time.
Weren't you in Target today, too?
Yes, I was.
That Target?
Oh, my gosh, Jeff. I was
of
in
course.
Target. I was in Uncle Giuseppe's. People are like
that's a market, by the way.
Oh yeah,
it's an Italian supermarket around here.
The lines are horrific.
Of course,
people are running around like it's going to be like the world is coming to an end.
Well, the part of the reason is that the local electric company PSEG has basically said pre-storm now, before the storm, they've announced that if your power goes out, you might have no power for 7 to 10 days.
You got to go. Okay, we
7 to 10
today.
Days.
Okay. You gotta go over there. You gotta go over there, babe.
Jackson,
go over there.
What do you think of having no electricity for 10 days?
You want to talk to Daddy? Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Daddy, so we're going to the dog park, right?
Yes, we're going to the dog park, Jackson. This
yes.
is going to be a tough podcast, everybody. Yeah,
this is going to be a hard podcast.
Yeah. Because I'm here, right?
Yes. But if you go watch your iPad right now, Mommy's going to give you your big lollipop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so go relax.
Yes.
And hold on. Oh, he knocked my mic down. Okay.
He's actually watching The French Connection, the 1971 movie with Gene Hackman.
Let's get Webin on right now.
Okay.
So we're going to get directly hit. They said, so Cuomo, Governor Cuomo right now is given a press conference.
Yes.
But Jeff told me that not all the stations are covering it.
The only channel carrying Governor Cuomo's live press conference about a big hurricane coming here tomorrow is our local channel, News 12, which is run by the cable company, which is run by Altice, the French company I used to work for, Cablevision.
I just heard him.
No Channel 2? None of the local big channels. No.
Why?
CBS,
Why?
NBC, ABC, Fox.
Why?
Nobody has one.
But por qué? Why not?
Because they're turning their backs on the
sky. But it's still a massive, massive hurricane that's heading.
Oh, it's a big hurricane. Matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, Carolina.
What?
It is...
What?
What the hell happened?
What? Okay. So.
It's going to be raining men.
Okay. All right.
She's
bad
not
timing.
Working right.
Bad timing. But Jeff, they're already evacuating people from Fire Island. They're telling people just to get ready. Get, you know, if you have to go food shopping,
you know, it's messed
whatever
up.
You need.
Can
whatever
I tell you
need.
Something that's messed up? I wanted to go to Fire Island for the day tomorrow. That was my plan.
Really?
To sort of end my vacation, to go there.
Oh,
of course,
well,
there's
going
to be a hurricane. They're evacuating everybody. Yeah. Evacuating everybody. Fire Island's
Fire
a little island.
Island
right off of Long Island.
And it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's like beautiful. A little... It's like a little paradise. People go there, you know. There's,
yeah, they
there's,
do.
There's rentals for the.
If you ever go
summer.
There, you got to hit Flynn's restaurant, the best.
No, there's better restaurants. Than Flynn's
is great. I love Flynn's.
There's much better restaurants than Flynn's.
Flynn's is, but that's my favorite. Okay, hey, you guys.
Tell them when you've ever eaten it.
I know exactly. Hey, get Gubin on. Okay,
I love
get
nailing
Gubin
her.
On.
I love nailing my wife.
which didn't happen our vacation, by the way.
Well.
We'll talk about that later. Okay.
Shock of shock.
Yeah.
What do you know? Oh, how's my leg? It's fine. Let's see.
No one asked, Jeff.
Nobody cared about my leg.
Yeah, so I don't know. They said, Jeff, there's never been a hurricane of this magnitude on Long Island since 1980.
No, I would say Hurricane Gloria in 1986,
I
believe.
What I just say? Since 19... That's
you
1980.
Said 1980.
That's the same thing. 1980s, yeah.
No, you
give
said
or take.
80.
Okay.
80 and 86 are different.
1980s. Get Gubin on, please. Just
oh
get Gubin
God,
on.
It's like, you know, it's like pulling teeth here. Mm. They're talking to a crazy person.
By the way, yes, I'm drinking green tea lemonade unsweetened. Thank you, Starbucks, for bringing my drink back. Thank you.
That's sick.
On vacation, they didn't have it.
A big deal. So what?
Oh,
$5 iced tea my wife drinks. Like she makes fortune.
Is he there?
Like she's rich.
Yeah. Is he? He just told me it was coming on.
He's probably grabbing his wife's butt.
Whippin, touch my ass, please. More, Whippin. Touch my ass more. Whippin, touch it more.
Oh, he's on the phone now. Give him 5 minutes,
that feels
please.
That is so good.
There we go. He's on the phone. Great. Marvelous, you know?
Okay.
Now what the hell we talk about?
He's going to call. He's going to call right now. Anyway, so, Jeff, this is going to be pretty serious tomorrow.
It's a big storm coming our way. Big, big storm. The last storm that did this much damage. Really, you can talk about Hurricane Gloria, but Superstorm Sandy... Mm-hmm. From 2012, we're still feeling the effects of that.
That's true, too. That's
true,
true, too.
I mean, do you remember we were looking at houses then, and we drove around neighborhoods, and we drove through the neighborhood right near us, and everything
was...
Remember
you're
those
right.
trees down?
Exactly, you're right.
That was
that's
a
where
major,
we were house hunting, yeah.
Major storm.
Yeah.
I mean,
super, I don't know.
It damaged the subways. Matter of fact, every night, they still close the Holland Tunnel. They're doing repairs from Superstorm Sandy.
Oh my gosh!
It's 9 years later.
Oh my god! But so anyway, so my sister is here with us for the week with my mom. We're actually celebrating our 20. How many years we've been married now?
19
year wedding anniversary. Which is when is it, Jeff?
Monday
the 23rd.
Bill Clinton's on the phone. I feel your pain. 19 years with her, huh? Wow. How'd you do that?
But you,
how the hell did you do that?
But so you know what? My mother-in-law.
She's one crazy one.
My mother-in-law and her boyfriend took us out to dinner last night, okay? And I'm wondering, what are we celebrating? And she gave us cards. They brought dessert out. They sang.
This one doesn't even. My wife is unlike other women. Instead of like her knowing the anniversary and getting mad that her husband forgets it, she doesn't realize her anniversary, and I don't get mad about it.
I forgot. I totally forgot. And then my mother-in-law goes, "It's your wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary." I'm like, "Oh my god."
My mother's 91.
I know.
And she's more aware of her surroundings than Caroline is.
Anyway, we had a nice dinner last night.
My mother was a teenager, okay? When FDR was president.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's more aware than my wife.
That's true, exactly.
Wait, was she a teenager? Yeah, she was a teenager.
So we're having a massive hurricane tomorrow. They're telling people stay in. They said, Jeff, winds of up to 85 miles per hour.
Right,
but my mother-in-law is stopping by tomorrow with a cake
yeah.
to help us celebrate our wedding anniversary.
Maybe she'll make it here. I don't know. By the way, the people who listen to us from Florida, I know we have Florida listeners.
I know we do, yeah.
You know, some of the Florida listeners are probably laughing at us, saying a Category 1.
Exactly right, but for
right?
us it's a big deal though.
Oh,
for us,
up here,
it is
it's a
big deal.
Freaking
yeah.
deal.
Yes, I'm a little worried about it, aren't you?
Yeah,
I'm a little nervous.
Yes,
you know?
I don't. I have to go outside and put things away.
Exactly.
I didn't clean. I did a very bad job managing the house because of all my physical ailments this summer, so I didn't do much here. She's rolling her eyes. I didn't do enough at the house this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I let the weeds take over.
Yeah.
Not weed.
Yeah.
Weeds,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, so listen, I wanted to tell a story real quick. So we went food shopping with my sister right now. So Jeff, the lines are probably like 30 people long each line, okay?
Right.
So then we're in line, and then, of course, Jackson's with us. Of course, he picked the biggest lollipop, all right? He's with Titia, right, who buys him everything. Anyway, we're shopping. Hold on. Where is he? Hold on.
He's climbing on my turntable.
Get off there right now. Get off there right now. Go sit down.
He's not playing with his iPad at all.
No, go watch your iPad or no iPad. Lollipop.
Yes.
Watch your iPad or no lollipop.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so we're at the food market, okay? We're next in line. We're paying for all our groceries. Then the lollipop has no SKU. So the cashier goes, there's no SKU. I don't know how much it is. So I'll say that for last. So we're fine, okay? So then all of a sudden the cashier calls the manager, who's with someone else fixing another problem. So she's like, okay, then Jackson's got to go to the bathroom. I take him to the bathroom. When I come back, my sister's arguing with the lady in back of her. My sister says, take Jackson to the car. Just go. And she's telling the lady, just please be quiet. Please be quiet. It turns out, okay, so it took them a while. At least, Jeff, it took them 10 minutes to find a SKU for that lollipop, right?
Wow. So, at that point, manager should have just given it to you for free.
Yeah, exactly. Just ring it up. Anyway, so the lady
people
back...
People waiting a line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but how is that our fault?
Short tempers.
How is that our fault?
It's not, but people blame it on you. You know, last night, I went to the gas station. I'm not getting away from your story, but last night at the gas station, there were long lines. BJ's. I went to BJ's for gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had no regular. Only premium.
Yeah, you were telling me that. Yeah.
And that was last night.
So do you think there's going to be a gas shortage, Jeff?
This week there will be. And gas will. And you know what will happen right away?
Yeah.
Gas prices will go up.
Well, that rude lady I'm talking to you about.
Now go ahead.
Before she got in a fight with my sister, I hear her talking and saying to somebody, oh, my God, I'm panicked. Oh, my God. What's going to happen? Oh, my God. I'm like, all right. I almost said to her, relax. Then she goes, I have to go to the bank, get a lot of cash out because they're saying you need to have money. Everyone's
right,
saying
because,
that.
Because the cash machines might not work.
Exactly. She goes, I got to go get money. Then I have to go to the store. I have to buy at least 10 bottles to be prepared. I'm like, oh, my God. Like
10 bottles? What?
10 bottles of wine.
Okay.
And so when Marlene comes out.
How many did you buy? 11?
No, I bought one, actually.
Okay. Right.
And that's enough. So I went, oh, my God, that's another story.
What? Go ahead.
Oh, my God, the wine. Remind me the wine thing, okay?
Okay.
What I discovered on our vacation? What you discovered.
Yeah,
what
okay.
You discovered.
Exactly.
Okay, so anyway, so Marlene comes out. I said, what happened? So she said, that rude lady said to my sister, well, if you raised your son right, you should not be buying that big lollipop.
Right, you shouldn't get your kid everything he wants.
Exactly. And then Marlene goes, excuse me?
Right.
Oh, Marlene. But my sister is Cristiana. She's a Christian girl. She loves a woman of faith. So she said it took everything in her power not to say what you want to say to that lady. How dare you talk about my son?
Did she really say that I pray for you?
Yeah, Marlene
I'll
goes,
pray for you?
Marlene goes, I'm going to pray for you. The lady goes, I'm going to pray for you too. I'm like,
right.
I said, oh, Jeff, but if you and I were both there.
Oh, I would have flipped.
I would be like, how dare you?
And I don't flip a lot lately.
You don't.
I used to flip.
You don't. No. But I'd be like, how dare you?
Yep.
Who are you to tell me? Then she told Marlene, I have things to do.
Now, can I, we all have things to do. Can I look at this story another way? Can I look at this story from a different angle that might annoy you a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Whenever I pick up an item in the store,
mm-hmm.
like I bought a watermelon last week.
Okay.
And I started to pull away from the watermelon cart, and I noticed there was no sticker on that watermelon. Okay. Now, I'm sure they all know the SKU of the watermelon.
It's a watermelon.
Right. But my whole point is that you definitely want to make sure you buy an item that has a price tag on it. Don't you hate a price check?
Okay.
Hello? We need a price check for this for these two bitches online that have a giant multicolored lollipop. they didn't look.
Sorry, I'm just being stupid.
I'm sorry, but at that point, you're right. The manager said, you know what? A dollar.
Yeah, just take it.
Exactly.
I just had that happen somewhere where they said, I'll just take it. It was Jackson.
Exactly, yeah.
He's very cute, so he charms people right away.
Yes.
I'm hot down here. I'm dying. I need a fan down here when I do this podcast.
Okay, anyway, so listen, let's move on. Henri's coming. We're going to try to record another podcast tonight. Let's see what's going on.
We still have electricity.
Exactly. So anyway, Jeff, a vacation, okay? We went upstate. We had a really, really great time, right?
Yeah, it was fun. The weather was iffy for a couple of days.
Oh my God, big difference in weather than here than there. Big difference, right?
Well, Saratoga
it was cooler.
Saratoga was beautiful, but then it rained for 3 days when we were at Lake George. Lake George is beautiful. If you've never been there, everybody.
So
beautiful place in New York State. 32-mile-long lake. It's been a vacation destination for people for like 80 years.
Yeah.
Everybody goes there.
No, not yet. We're almost done, okay? We're almost done. Then you can talk to Daddy, okay? Keep watching
First,
iPad.
We have to talk to the offensive Hispanic in 2 seconds, right? just chill out.
Anyway, what offensive Hispanic? We're being. Okay.
Yeah.
He's still on the phone, he said. So anyway, what I discovered They stole. Oh wow.
What?
Oh wow. So Webin is on with the. Well, I don't want to say what's his business. It's personal. What's going on with him? He's on the phone with somebody.
Okay.
So anyway, Cupcake. If you guys
was that your segue was Cupcake?
Okay. Yeah. Cupcake is actually my favorite wine, right?
Yeah.
So it's Pinot Grigio. But you know what? Wine is fattening. It's got a lot of calories.
Yes, it does.
So Jeff goes, on this trip, you're not buying a lot of wine at the restaurants because they literally charge you like for enough for a bottle.
That's what they do. That's how they make their money. They charge you the amount of the glass usually is the price of the bottle.
So Jeff says, you know what? Let's go to the wine store. I'm going to buy you a bottle before you go out to the restaurant. You drink a glass of wine.
You suck it down in the car like you used to when we were dating.
Exactly. So anyway, so Jeff comes back. Man. He goes, look what I found. I go, what? Cupcake Lighthearted. I'm like, what is this?
It's called diet wine, everybody.
It is diet wine.
Basically, right?
It's got 1 gram of sugar. 1 gram.
That's crazy.
And it's 80 calories. 80 calories. I'm like, what?
80 calories in one glass? Is that the deal?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell?
Now, a normal glass of wine probably has like 200, right?
Probably, yeah.
That's
I'm
crazy,
like,
Carol.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's, can I tell you something? It tasted like, what did I say to you tasted like?
Wine.
But you know, what's the one where you put water in it?
Like a spritzer.
Yeah, like a spritzer. That's what it tastes like. But it's actually very good. So, you know what? I found my new drink.
Is it as good as Zima, Carolina?
Oh, my God. I used to drink that with my friend Eileen Marchese. Oh, my God.
Zima. Remember Zima? I think Zima's still around.
It is still around.
Don't they sell Zima?
It is. Yeah, I don't know.
But I went into the smoke shop last night to get a cigar. I figured I'll have a cigar right now. I haven't smoked very much. Anyhow, so I go in there last night. It is amazing how many different kinds of beer there are in the world. I mean, like, it's almost psychotic. It's
Isn't
nutty.
Is it though? Yeah.
I mean, do you know they make a Bud Zero?
They do?
It's like O'Doul's.
Oh, really?
Bud makes a non-alcoholic beer. I didn't even know that. I'd never seen it before.
Guys, I just want to give you my story, okay? I didn't drink alcohol for 10 years, remember?
That's right.
10 years. During that time, I'm like, you know what? I feel like having a glass of something. I would drink O'Doul's.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a buzz from it.
And I know it's funny. They frown on that in Alcoholics Anonymous. They tell you not to drink fake beer or fake wine, but you know, it helps people ease their get off.
I just don't want to drink. That's it.
Say in groups like AA and these anonymous groups, they say it's called progress, not perfection. Nobody's perfect. You try to achieve your goals. You try to stay sober best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so serious then?
I know, right? So anyway, let's get wasted, it's a
hurricane.
Our vacation is pretty good. It was pretty good. I do want to talk about, we went to an arcade, and I'm trying to see if Johnny Famolari come on, because he can definitely relate to this, okay? So we go to an arcade, because it was raining.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, what do we do now? What do we do? It's raining.
And Lake George has a lot of like old style arcades.
Exactly.
Like the old skee ball. Like, right there,
exactly.
And they have some really cool modern games.
Yes, they did. So of course, we went to an arcade where you play like skee ball. Then they give you a certain amount of tickets.
You get tickets. Everybody knows this.
And with the tickets, I don't know if everybody knows this, but with the tickets afterward, whatever you accumulate, you go up to the front.
The prize counter.
The prize
redeem,
counter.
First, you put your tickets in the ticket muncher. That's what they used to call it. So
really? What's the rat's name?
No, the rat's name. The Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Isn't it called the Ticket Muncher there?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing munches your tickets.
Yeah. Anyway, so of course, we had what? What did we have? Like 100 tickets?
100
points?
We had like 150, 200.
So then we're like, what should we get, you know?
You can get nothing for that
amount.
You
got a piece of candy.
It's so, like, the profit on that is, but you're having fun, so you really don't care, you know what I mean?
So what does Jackson want? What does Jackson want? He wants the drum set.
Yes.
How many points was that, Jeff? 1,000 points.
Was it 1,000?
It was 1,000 points.
You're right.
I'm like, oh, crap. How are we going to get 1,000 points? Skee ball gives you like one ticket. I'm like, oh, crap. Then so we went to another machine where it's like one of those.
It's a big screen. And it's got, remember when remember Wile E. Coyote would try to blow up the Roadrunner?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had that thing that said TNT on it, and he'd push it down?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that thing called?
I don't even know.
Anyway, this game has that on it, and what you do is you launch a guy from a cannon, okay? Mm-hmm. And you launch him into the cityscape, right?
Uh-huh.
and he has a choice of landing in different places.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of time he just crashes. I forgot that. It's a very funny game.
It is. It's actually a good game. But so
yes.
If he lands on one certain building,
right.
It's like 50 points. If he falls down all the way, if he falls down in between the buildings, it's like five tickets.
You get five tickets.
Five tickets. Yeah. There's the middle building right. That gives you 500 tickets, okay?
Yes. And who hit that building, Carol?
I hit the first one. Remember, I hit the first one.
You did?
Yes, you hit
Are
the second
sure?
one. I'm positive.
I don't know about that.
I hit the first 500, okay?
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God!
And the machine just keeps spitting out these
oh my,
massive well, number of tickets.
That? So anyway, so now at this point, we have like 600 tickets, right?
Right.
We're still short 400. We're like, oh, my God. So long story short, okay? That little drum set is probably worth 5 cents. Okay, five. It's cute.
Okay, it's cute.
It's cute. But you know, we spent how much money, Jeff?
I'd say the drum set cost us about $38.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think? But you know, what's funny. I like that old fashioned arcade because they have an arcade in the bowling. They don't call them bowling alleys anymore, by the way. It's a bowling center.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the bowling place here up the road has an arcade in it. And Eric Negron, who listens here, who worked for that company, I believe.
Hey, Eric.
Eric.
Eric, hook us up, please.
Yeah. He sent me a free bowling passes. Thanks,
really?
Eric. Yeah. He sent us a lot.
Eric, we love you.
And the other bowling place I used to go to, the bowling alley, Farmingdale, just went out of business. But anyway, my point of the story is that they have a modern arcade there. So what you do is you put the money in. It's all that way they don't have to take money out of all the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Like this old arcade in Lake George, they still take the money out of each machine every
night.
This modern way is they give you a card and you just put the card in the machine.
So much. Well, you know
and
what?
And you accumulate tickets in your cards. Everything's on the card.
Yeah.
But you know, to me,
the
it's fun, too modern for kids.
The fun is the ticket muncher.
Right. And the tickets. Getting a giant pile of these tickets is fun.
The ticket muncher is all the fun.
Muncher.
Yeah, of course.
Watch really it. So can I put a tail into the story?
Is that Gubin? No, that's not Gubin.
Okay. No, it's a text
go ahead,
message.
Go ahead.
So I said to myself, you know what? Adventureland is a big amusement park here in Long Island. It's been here for about 50 years.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I used to go there as a kid all the time. I actually was thinking of taking Jackson there today before the storm hits. I used to play all these games at Adventureland, and I would accumulate all these tickets. You know what I found when I was cleaning?
What?
I found my box of Adventureland tickets.
Can you still use them?
I must have thousands of tickets from there. I don't know.
Oh, well, we should
try
it.
They say Adventureland on them, and I don't even know if Adventureland still redeems prizes. They must.
I've only been there once. I didn't go to the arcade.
Does
so
Dave and Buster's have prizes? Yeah, they do. You know what? I have Dave and Buster's tickets.
Oh, wow.
I have so many of these tickets.
I don't know. We should try it, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so another thing that I noticed on this vacation, okay?
Yes.
We went to a few restaurants. So there was the wait was a little long at one restaurant, and the wait staff is very little, right?
Oh, sure. They're short staffed, man.
They are short staffed at many restaurants.
I don't know what
the deal is. One restaurant said, sorry, but being short staffed at many restaurants is now the new pandemic.
Right. So they're
basically please be kind hearted. So yeah. Our hostess was also bussing tables as well.
She was.
She was bussing tables.
You said
tables.
You started taking orders, too.
Yeah, I started taking orders,
taking
too.
Them,
yeah.
But I believe that, though.
Yeah.
I believe
anyway,
that.
Anyway, the people in front of us got seated, and we watched them, Jeff. We watched them. They sat a half hour, and nobody
no
served
food,
them.
I know.
Thank God. They sat us in the back. We were served in 2 seconds.
Right away.
Yes.
Weird.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
By the way, what's it like to pay $6 for a cup of ice?
Nothing.
I'm just wondering.
Anyway, listen, before we're out of here, Jeff, anything else going on?
I thought Gubin, we were calling Gubin, right?
I don't know.
He's not available?
Try him again. Anything else going on in the world? Oh, you know Selma Blair, the actress?
Yeah.
They said she's in remission.
Really?
Yeah, she had...
What'd she have?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Just keep talking so I can find what's...
You know, we didn't talk about it. The new Jeopardy host is out.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Mike Richards is done.
Yeah.
The guy had the job for a week. But you know what? He did a podcast back in 2013-14 where he made all sorts of comments that they that are considered offensive by... Where's that light? I need this light now.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. By today's standards, you can't...
Oh, you mean the new light I got you?
Yeah, it puts a buzz in.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that buzz? That's okay.
I hear nothing.
No big deal. So the guy did a podcast in 2013-14 where he made all sorts of jokes about women and apparently jokes about Jews.
Oh, my gosh.
I had the exact quotes here somewhere. But anyway, the big deal was that he had a co-host and assistant. Her name was Beth, and he calls her the booth hoe. But this is all to her face, I think. I think he called her booth slut.
Wow.
And a booth-stitute, like prostitute.
Oh, my God.
And he asked about her booby pictures on her phone. But this was all in good fun, you know what I mean? Like, at the time.
Yeah, but...
And then he said he called her friends frumpy and overweight and said they looked fat and not good. And he said women dress like hookers on Halloween. By the way, this is all stuff that people say, okay? But when you, unfortunately, when you go for a job, like, hosting something as iconic as Jeopardy, where Alex Trebek, who was super clean.
And, oh, my gosh.
You know, like,
yeah.
America's... I mean, he's Canadian, but, like, America's, you know...
people loved him.
Intellectual daddy.
Those are big shoes to fill.
It's tough. And this guy... The controversy was this guy's the executive producer, so they kind of think that, wow, he hired himself.
Yeah.
After trying out people like Maya Bialik, who got the... She got the backup gig, you know,
exactly.
The chick from Big Bang Theory.
Yes,
Blossom,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
She's got the backup gig. They might just promote her.
I would like that. I haven't seen her. They say she's really good.
But the real fans of Jeopardy are clamoring for LeVar Burton.
Really?
Yeah, because LeVar Burton hosted this...
He
hosted this kids thing, which the name escapes me right now, but he was really good at that.
I thought
he was okay. I didn't think Robert Burton was great.
But
this guy, Mike Richards, I mean, he was trying to be funny. He did a podcast, did a bunch of episodes.
But rumors are also, Jeff, that he had somebody that was pregnant on the staff was fired.
Right.
That's the other rumor,
well,
right?
It says that he was a producer of The Price is Right.
Wow.
So he hung out with your friend Amber Lancaster, probably.
Oh, I love Amber. She's great. By the way, guys, follow her. I love her.
Maybe he harassed her.
Oh, I don't know. I would love to get on the podcast.
It's just funny how, like, I mean, I'm kind of like caught in between here because I think, like, you know, the guy did stuff. It was 8 years ago. It was 7 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what, Jeff? See the world we're living in now?
Oh, my God.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is out, you know.
That's
so
a little different, though.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in now, so...
you know.
But he did the right thing in stepping back. He said, I don't want to deter...
But he's still the executive producer of Jeopardy.
Yeah, he is.
For how long?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're
he'll
right.
be gone this week,
yeah,
by
you're
the
right.
way.
Yeah, you're right.
But he'll get a new job. Cuomo's going to get a new job. You watch. By the way, there are pictures in the newspaper and online today. The moving vans at the executive mansion.
Already?
Yeah. He's out. His last day's Monday.
Oh, my. Even he says, I don't know what I'm doing next. He says, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, so.
Probably harassing somebody, I would think.
Oh, stop. Selma Blair is in remission from her multiple sclerosis. That is great, man.
MS, really.
She said that she underwent stem cell transplant 2 years earlier. She said that was the key to ending her lengthy MS flare.
What was it?
MS. She had
What was the key?
Stem cell transplant
yes,
2 years ago.
Which is very controversial.
Yeah.
Who did we talk to yesterday? Said they got
our neighbor.
Yeah, he said his father-in-law gets stem cell.
Yeah.
You know, they get the stem cells from, right?
Yeah.
Fetuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another issue. Hey guys, if you wanna advertise on this podcast, 516-637-3254. Jackson, get off there right now.
What's he climbing on?
I don't know, but he's gonna get hurt. My stepper.
He likes that bike.
Come here. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You want to call us again? 516-637-3254. Email me carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Hey, come here. Say bye, Sam. Come say bye. Oh, I hate when he does that. He jumps. Yes, come say bye to the audience.
Say thanks for listening. Everybody.
Say thank you for listening.
Say thank you for listening, guys.
Yes, we're all listening.
Say the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. Okay. Thanks, guys. We love
even
you.
He can't say Cadillo.
If you live on Long Island, please stay in. Get everything, your supplies. Fill up your gas tanks. Get money. Get lots of wine. Please be safe, okay?
Take it seriously. Really. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.